Come listen to this pleasant ditty, which I shall in brief relate. 'Tis of a woman fair and pretty, and her kind and loving mate. Therefore now I pray, behold, such a jest is seldom told, as I'm sure you will confess, when I do the truth express. While her kind husband watched by night, then she enjoyed her heart's delight. Her loving friend he was a drawer, living near that very place. The very first time that he saw her, she appeared with such a grace that he could not well forbear, but he must his mind declare. She was kind and gave consent, so at length to bed they went. Thus while her husband watched by night, she there enjoyed her heart's delight. The cook he was no common watchman, as I needs must let you know, nor yet his brother any such man, yet they to the watch house go. Merely for her father's sake, one watch night with him they take. Being constable we hear, this rejoiced his daughter dear. For while her husband watched by night, she had her love and heart's delight. The drawer swore it was no treason, for to dally sport and play. Quoth he, it is a proper season, we will lie till break of day. Send your servant now aside, I will to your chamber slide. Thou art welcome, love, she cried. He was not the least denied. Thus while the cook did watch by night, his wife enjoyed her heart's delight. Her gallant kissed her out of measure, but yet what more I will not say. Now in the transport of their pleasure, swift time took wings and flew away. Towards daylight, when it grew, the cook and his brother too left the watch and home returned, as persons clearly unconcerned. The cook not thinking, as he said, that he had been a cuckold maid. At the door he rapped like thunder, straight the prentice let him in. Then the two lovers flew asunder, frightful cares did soon soon begin. Down the stairs the drawer run, being afraid of what was done. Into the oven crope, here I now am safe, I hope. But yet the cook, he found him out, and likewise banged the rogue about. Now when the cook and his dear brother both did to the oven come, the first thing which they did discover, it was the drawer's brawny bum. "Are you here?" the cook, he cried. "Ere you'll go, I'll thrash your hide." Out he pulled him by the toes. Then he seasoned him with blows. The proverb old was come to pass. The cook, he gave him sour sauce. He cried out every bang he gave him, "Sarah, you have cuckold me." Thus a while he did beslave him, and at length he did set him free. Loath he was to take his life, then he told his loving wife. He would pardon her if so, she henceforth would wiser grow. In sorrow on her knees she fell, he pardoned her now.